Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Belanger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Enos Cabell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Echeverry. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Mark Belanger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belanger hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Green applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is called out on strikes. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards second. Grich scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blair bunts towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green bunts towards first. William scoops it up and throws to first, with Gritch covering, for the out. Fosse moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Gritch settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gritch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 0 for 1 in the game. Ten Arche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fosse moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. North moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Rudy reaches third base with a triple. North scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Wayne Garland now pitching. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Fosse reaches second base with a double. Jim Holt pinch hits for Dick Green. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is walked intentionally. Blue Moon Odom pinch runs for Jim Holt. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. North takes first base on ball 4. Fosse moves to third. Odom moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing second base. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Echeverry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabell moves to second. Kurt Motten pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Al Bumbrey pinch runs for Andy Echeverry. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Motten for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Baker now playing shortstop. Elrod Hendricks now catching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Herb Washington pinch runs for Reggie Jackson. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Hendricks and he is out, Baker applying the tag. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritsch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 3 in the game. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Grant Jackson now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tenarche. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Tenarche steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Tenarche moves to third. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fosse hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Gritsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritsch is 0 for 3 in the game. Gritsch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.